Amanda, there was an event held at the Cattle Industry Convention focusing on the future of Elanco and how we're connecting with consumers when it comes to beef and what we raise and what we do. And so, Amanda, can you help me recap that event? Sure sounded exciting just talking beforehand.
Yeah, I would love to do that. So, yes, we wanted to highlight innovation. We feel like we've had generations of innovation and we have a lot of places that we can go. Innovation isn't something that just comes off an assembly line. We feel like it's personal at Elanco. And so we really take an approach to understand what our customers' needs are, a question-based approach to really deliver innovation that's not only product-based, but goes beyond the product and invests in other areas of their business to make them profitable.
And so let's dive into some of the discussions that were had. What information and messages are consumers searching for when it comes to innovation?
So we focused on four key areas. We had a customer on the panel, but then we had three Elanco guests as well that specialize in animal well-being, data and analytics, as well as what we call process efficiency work. And so while consumers are continuing to ask for producers to be more open with what they're doing, we are really investing in that producer to say, what kind of innovations can we provide that, again, go beyond the product and allow them to be more profitable and to stand behind the beef that they produce. So an example of that would be Nick Betts, who was on the panel, actually does process efficiency work. He takes a very questions-based approach to the customer and looks for efficiencies. And a result of that would be that he has some examples around helping a customer feed more efficiently, drive to the bunks more efficiently in a manner that actually saved him 3 hours a day. And so not only does that make you more efficient on the farm, but the value to that producer was that he was predictable to be home for dinner every night. So it's really going beyond that product and finding the ways to invest in that producer to make them profitable.
Well, that just really affirms the words that we've been hearing here at convention, that producers really are doing more with less. And so on that note, what does the future at Elanco look like as far as beef production and innovation?
Well, we're going to continue to invest in the producer, continue to invest in products and science that supports those products that help the producer be more profitable. We'll continue to invest in animal well-being as well as data and analytics that helps us not only use our animals to the best of their ability, but also invest in that worker on the workplace and help them be more efficient as well.
Well, thanks, Amanda, so much for joining me today.
Thank you.